Great. Praise the Lord. Hey, Steven's coming on. Great.
Hey, Steven.
Steven, good to
Hi,
see
Donna.
you. Hi, Donna.
Glad you're all there. Praise the Lord.
Hope you guys are doing well. Everything's safe in Florida over there?
Yep, no hurricanes. We're good so
That
far.
works.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's the will of God.
Always a good sign, no hurricanes.
Right.
All right, I'm open to prayer. Praise the Lord. And then Anna's going to do some worship and a testimony. And then Sharon's going to do a brief testimony. And then here's a brief testimony. We have communion. And we'll do the offering announcements. We'll have some fun today. And a blessed day in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us, and thank you for all you do for us. And as you prepare us for these end times, I think it's time to get together by Zoom to see everybody and be with everybody and to fellowship some more. We bless today's meeting to be a blessing to everybody and encouragement as we go through the upcoming challenge coming forward, that everybody realize that you are our guide, leader. And if we follow you, we will make it through to the end times in Jesus' name. And all of us will live and remain until Jesus returns. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, worship, and glorify your holy name. Amen. Okay.
Amen. Okay. Well, I'm going to do screen share and then I'm going to mute everybody except the speaker. So I'll unmute Annie after we do a screen share. Okay.
Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened. Let's try it again.
Everything I once held dear.
to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. This is a song you might have heard, you might have not heard, but there's going to be an echo, and I'm going to sing the echo since Charlie doesn't sing. So you're going to sing the echo, okay? Through you the blind will see, through you the mute will sing, through you the dead will rise, through you all hearts will praise. Darkness flees. Through you my heart screams, I am free, I am free, I am free, I am free, I am free. Run, I am free. Run, I am free to dance. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. I am free. You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Yeah. all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And oh, see how great, how great is our God. Stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead free in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. And the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And I'll see how great. How great is our God? He's a name above all names, worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. He's a name.
All right, so I would like to share a testimony with you of how to endure through challenges. Give me one moment. Okay, so lately, I've been attacked by the devil multiple times ever since I've been pressing in to spending more time with God. I believe some of you might be going through something similar as well, and for me, it's mostly been physical. So the challenges and the victories. One was strep throat. A couple weeks ago, I was challenged with strep throat. Thank God, as I was practicing the Unaware Sins Prayer, or USP for short, the one that goes, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, please cleanse me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. I determined to say the Unaware Sins Prayer and 1 Peter 2:24 affirmation over 1,000 times in a day for 3 days to get rid of the strep throat infection challenge without going to a doctor nor taking medication or pain pills. Even though the pain level was severe at a 10. Thank God I got over it within 3 days, having no more pain. I also did what Overcomers Club on Wednesday night Zoom at 6:30 has taught me. I worshiped, spent time praying in the spirit and tongues for an hour, even through the pain. I endured and kept using my voice. I knew how serious it was in the natural and had to attack it aggressively. In addition, no one around me, not even my husband, caught strep either. And secondly was the back. Last week, I had another challenge occur. Once I got over that, I lifted something the wrong way and pulled my back, misaligning my hip and pelvis. It wasn't the first time I've done that, but it was very painful. I lost sleep for many nights in a row. I attacked the challenge again through numerous unaware sins and 1 Peter 2:24 affirmations. I kept doing my hour of praying in the spirit, many scenarios, and fasting. Eventually, through much spiritual warfare, my legs were realigned and the sharp pain, back pain left, and as of yesterday, it got down to a zero. Thank God through all these challenges, God has blessed me with a wonderful, caring husband. When I was challenged, he immediately got the oil to anoint me and encourage me to do my affirmations. He prays for me and helps me in every way. B, avoid hindrances. After hearing Apostle Joshua's teaching last Sunday, I had to check for what hindrances were in my life. The Holy Spirit showed me a lot. Pride, offense, fear, impatience, to name a few. I had to really spend time with the Lord to hear where the hindrances were. Everything else had to be quiet for me to hear the Holy Spirit speak loud to me. Fear, doubt, and unbelief was the biggest one. So do not fear. Trust in God is faith. This is what the Lord taught me. James 1:6-7. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. I knew this from healing school, that I needed to stand on God's word and believe that more than believe the pain I felt. But it wasn't in my heart. He told me that I needed to get rid of everything that brought doubt into my life. And second was seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I wanted to really dig deeper and understand what it meant when God said first. First in time or place, and any succession or things or persons. First in rank, influence, honor, chief, principal. First at the first. Strong's definitions. Firstly in time, place, order, or importance. Before, at the beginning, chiefly, at the first of all. Even though I got up and said a 5-minute prayer over the day, I would get caught up in cooking breakfast, cleaning, laundry, checking my phone. An hour or two later, maybe even three, I would then do all the rest of my prayers. The devil would even throw wedges into my day to make sure I didn't do my hour of praying the Spirit at all. I didn't realize that God wasn't really number one priority. I wasn't seeking him and his kingdom first. I focused too much on the external instead of the internal, when I should have been sitting at Jesus' feet first thing in the morning. Matthew 6:25 says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" Luke 10:39-42. "And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.'" Here's a paraphrase of the message the Lord shared with me in my quiet time that I want to share with you. How do you overcome the challenges of fear? The answer is faith in God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Keep soaking in God's presence and keep feeding on the word of God. C, perspective. I thank God for Overcomers Club that has taught me to hear the voice of God more clearly. I enjoy spending my one-on-one time with God in the morning. Hearing his voice is so precious to me. God showed me two visuals to overcome challenges that try to come my way. The key to staying healed is not to look back. Hebrews 12:1-2. "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." I need to keep my eyes straight, not look to the left or right, not look back, and lighten my load, taking off hindrances just like taking off my shoes. Ephesians 4:22-23 says, "That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind." And the second perception is sickness is deception. Pain and sickness is deception. It's a lie. The Lord showed me that Jesus took every ounce of pain and sickness through the stripes on his back. He nailed all my sins to the tree. He also took on the worst offenses, shame, and rejection I can think of, and nailed it to the tree as well. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Romans 6:4 says, "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." So, conclusion. If all sin, sickness, and death were crucified with him and then buried and were risen to newness of life, then sin, sickness, and death have no power over us, according to Romans 6:14. I apologize, I made a mistake on there. God says we're healed, and that's that. He's not a liar, according to Numbers 23:19 and a bunch of other verses in the Bible. So sickness is deception, and we need to take it off, just like Paul was referring to sin in Ephesians regarding sin. Sickness is like being hypnotized by the devil. I am the healed of the Lord, and I'm staying healed. I'm not receiving his lies. So I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, and so have you.
And that was fantastic. Annie's been going through a lot of challenges, and she's had to push through and fight for her victory. I'm sure a lot of you are going through the same challenges or similar challenges, because we have an enemy called Satan. But the patterns of teacher at ABC work. It's not the magic wand of God, but they work, and we push through toward the mark of our high calling, and we'll have victory in everything we do. Annie, very good job. Proud of you. Words cannot express how overjoyed I am with the wonderful job you just did. Praise the Lord. Okay, great.
I agree.
All right. And now we're going to go to Sharon Crane. Okay, Sharon, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
Hello. That was a beautiful presentation, Annie. That was beautiful. And I learned a lot from you last week, too, I believe. I don't know if it was overcomers or, but you talked about the being buried. And it just really got me to thinking. So I thank you for that. I just wanted to share that during my time of personal affirmations, I've been blessed to receive very good progress in quite a few areas. And I also found that, and this is just my observation for myself, that when I reach a plateau in my affirmations and the status of numbers in any one of these personal affirmations, then when I increase the number of affirmations, I get better results and quicker results too. And I just ask the Holy Spirit how many to increase it by. And I've started doing USPs every 15 minutes, repeating them two or three times. And I found that it helps to keep the enemy at bay, because he really can't get a word in edgewise. So I've also noticed, I love the Overcomers Club, where we all get together and pray in tongues. And it really seems to open the door to the Holy Spirit, so that we get to know him more, and he speaks to us and gives us words. And I also noticed that I hear the Holy Spirit's confirmation more often after praying in tongues like that, you know, quite regularly. So I just wanted to thank everybody for everything you do that to bring these beautiful meetings together. It's a real pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Sharon. We are honored that you could give us that testimony. And it's a pleasure to be here to set things in motion so that everybody like you can give these kind of testimonies, be blessed by the ministry that we have here. We're all blessed by this. We, of course, thank pastors or apostles, Joshua and Sarah, for setting this up and running with the ball. Mm-hmm. Okay. Peter Hopkins, you're next, please.
Okay. First of all, I want to say thank you, Sharon. And thank you, Annie. Annie, I thought of you as a cosmetologist, and you are, but you are also a disciple and a teacher. Mm-hmm. Thank God for you. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Pastor James and Karen for their leadership, their teaching, their mentoring. They mean a whole lot to me in my life. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
You're causing the thunder.
Now, they've asked me to share with you something that I shared with at the Overcomers Club last time. Darlene and I have been privileged to develop a very close friendship with a couple who are a part of ABC. I won't say what part. I won't say their names because I don't know whether they would want some of the things they've told us known. But we had planned, Darlene had planned with the lady for us to meet them to celebrate her husband's birthday, which was fairly recently. And then about a week before we were to meet, he texted me that they'd had some challenges, physical challenges. Rather serious nature, and they would have to take a rain check. So I texted him back, thanking him for the update and telling him that we love them and that we would be praying for them. Well, that was a Monday or a Tuesday. Come Friday, starting to have my morning devotions, and I suddenly realized I have not been praying for them. I need to see if I can somehow make up some time. So just as I was sitting down for my devotions, I started, and I thought I was starting in English, but it turned out I was starting in tongues, praying for them, for their situation, for God to intervene in their situation, give them the victory that they are praying for and believing for and trusting for. And I was praying as I started out, I realized this was a new language that I've never heard, I've never spoken. It's brand new language to me, brand new spiritual language. So I prayed pretty intensively for about 20 minutes. And then started to go back into a prayer language that I was more familiar with. But I had the strange feeling, I'm sure it was a God feeling, that I wasn't done in that language. But I didn't know that that language was totally unfamiliar to me. So I asked God to please take me back into that language, and he did. And so I continued for another 5 minutes or so. And then I realized that as I was praying for them, I was attacking, mostly I was attacking demons, devils, and evil spirits that were harassing them. I don't know why they would need somebody else to attack them. They are strong themselves. But we all need each other, don't we? And so I sensed that I was mostly attacking these demons, devils, and evil spirits. And I also saw that they were coming by platoons. I would attack and attack and attack and get one platoon out one by one, and another platoon would come. Got that platoon out, another platoon came. After I got the third platoon out, a fourth one came. But right after that, I saw a gold dome. If you can imagine a dome, some convention centers, some athletic fields have a great big dome over the field. This was rather like that, but I felt like it was over and around their house. It was, you take a ball, it was half of a ball, the upper half of a ball, high, big, surrounding their entire property, and it was gold, pure gold. And there was no way in or out of it. No one could get in, no one could get out, except maybe some very high-ranking angels. So I thought, how am I going to get this last platoon of demons, devils, and evil spirits out of here? So I just kept praying against them, praying against them, praying against them, casting them out. And one by one, I saw them flying through the air, tumbling, kind of like a rag doll that a naughty boy had kicked, flying through the air, flying toward the inside of the dome. And as they would get close to the dome, an angel from the outside would open a port, and they would go tumbling out of that dome. And the angel would quickly close the door so they could not re-enter. And you couldn't even see a seam where that port was. I kept fighting, kept interceding, kept praying in the spirit. And one by one, every DDE left. Same way. Tumbling through the air, approaching the wall, angel opened the port, out they fly, tumbling, still tumbling. And the angel closed the door. And finally, they were all gone. And my friends were free from this attack. And I felt that that dome was going to accompany them wherever they went and whatever means of transportation they might use, walking, driving, however they would move from one area to another, the dome of protection would be with them. Hallelujah. And then in my, I was telling him about, in my text, telling him about what I was seeing, what was happening. I said, and the exciting, part of the exciting thing for me is it's the first time in my life that I've spent a full hour praying in tongues. And it was glorious, and it won't be the last time. And it hasn't been the last time. Thank you, God.
Well, thank you very much, Peter. That was a great testimony, and it's good to see that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities in the air, And of course, Peter, he's the Overcomers Club person. We've been teaching him how to press in with your praying in tongues and how to travail. And he didn't mention that part, but when we talked about it before, we realized he'd really gotten into travailing. Now, travailing is a very, very strong spiritual weapon. And we believe that travailing is what pushed those demons out and helped bless the people that he's praying for in Jesus' name. Okay. Anything you want to add, Karen?
It's just exciting that in Overcomers Club, as we've been teaching people how to hear the voice of God, how to worship and high praises in the spirit, how to pray in tongues for an hour. I know Apostle Joshua has taught us that. It's so important. And if you don't have an hour, to pray in what we call Martha tongues, and just as you're, driving or walking or doing the dishes, to build up your most holy faith and edify yourself. And we were really excited that Peter said that was the first time he completed an hour, and that was fantastic. And we've been, Pastor James has been teaching about travailing in the spirit and how the Lord has used that so powerfully to intercede. And most of the prophecies and visions that I receive is actually after travailing, and many of them have come to pass. And that's what actually helped the presidential candidate in Guatemala to know what God wanted him to do. And he was the low man on the totem pole, and nobody really knew of him politically. He didn't have the powerful backing like all the other big parties. He had a small party. And it was amazing that God wanted this man to become the president, because he's Christian, he's born again, spirit filled, and he believes in Mark 11:24 lifestyle. And the Lord had, before I went to Guatemala, told me I'd be ministering the president of Guatemala and first lady. And I started laughing, and I thought, I can't believe it. That was after I was interceding and praying for the trip I was about to change my life. And the Lord led me to go live there for 10 years. And the Lord had spoken this to me, and it actually came to pass. And then he became the president by a miracle. It was miraculous. So it's exciting to see all of you in the Overcomers Club, that God is doing these marvelous things in your life. You're all fighting the good fight of faith. And we just commend each and every one of you and every single ABCer. Because everything that you have been taught by ABC, by Apostle Joshua, Pastora Sarah, Pastor Matthew is a great dean of our schools of ministry, and his wife Penny is such a wonderful woman of God, and Pastor Michael and Gwen, they're such wonderful parts of our team, and Evangelist Deborah, she's amazing the way that God shows her new perspectives. And it's an honor to work with each and every one of these people on the team that God has placed us with. It's a privilege to be here to serve you all. We're proud of every single one of you. We've seen you grow. We've seen your progress. And we continue to pray for God's blessings in your life. And hopefully more of you can give testimonies like this on some other times, because we know that God has done amazing things in your life too. Amen.
Yeah, one more thing. I've been honored, and I've said this in the pulpit over the different times, but three different times Jesus has appeared to me personally. And every time when I was praying in tongues by myself, just praising and worshiping God and praying in tongues in heavy intercession. So I'm going to encourage you to start doing that for yourself, and you'll be very, very pleased with the results. Okay? So praise the Lord. And now we're going to go to Gwen, who's going to do communion. So Gwen, if you're ready, please go ahead.
Oh, God. We might have to unmute her again.
Thank you. Okay, before we start, let us all take a moment to confess any sins or to do our USP. Heavenly Father, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, please cleanse me from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together around the communion table. We thank you, Father, for Jesus, for the sacrifice that he made. And according to 1 Corinthians 11:23, the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, broke it, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So, Lord, we thank you for your body. And because of this, the body of Jesus, we can declare that Jesus is our Jubilee. And so, in the name of Jesus, every cell, every organ, every system in our bodies have been healed, restored, and rejuvenated. We've all been made healthy, whole, strong, and full of strength, energy, and vitality by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your body that was broken so that ours need not be broken. And we declare that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And so we thank you, and we take now this, your precious body, broken for us. In the same manner, after he had supped, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me." And because the life is in the blood, as we drink the blood of Jesus, the life of God in the blood floods every cell, every organ, every system, and all the empty spaces in our body, which includes our head, driving out all demons, devils, evil spirits, sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, and pains from us. We've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. And she or he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you and declare that we are free indeed in Jesus' name. And we receive now, Lord, your precious blood with thanksgiving and in remembrance of your sacrifice. Let us partake.
Good morning. Thank you, Gwen. What a beautiful communion prayer. You know, it's so important to remember what Jesus did for us on a continual basis. And if you're finding challenges, feel free to take communion more than once a day, as many times as you want to. Okay. So now we're going to do tithes and offerings. And I want to tell a little story before we start. You know, you don't give to get. That's not why you give. But God does bless the giver. We talk about sowing and reaping all the time. So we had a person, and you know, she was challenged financially in several different areas, you know, and we were explaining to her that, you know, you give to worship God, and that's why we give, okay? But God blesses us back sometimes. So in giving, we taught this person to finally tithe. She had never done it properly before, and she was very financially challenged, and her car was even more challenged than that. Her car was on its last few miles. It was just struggling, okay? So after she started tithing shortly, Pastor Karen had the vision that she was going to receive a brand new car. She couldn't even fathom that, or not a brand new car, I take it back, a newer car, forgive me. And she couldn't fathom that because in the natural, it didn't look like anything could happen. Now, it's very important when you plant your seed, you don't look where you planted. You just look for, you know, like farmers, they don't look at the plant. They see the field already in their crop already in their fields, you know. So she did everything we taught her to do, prayed over her offerings and seeds and so forth and so on. And shortly after that, her mother and brother, her brother-in-law's a mechanic, and a guy had dropped a car off, and it was in good shape. It was a very reasonable price, and he bought it, and they fixed it up for her perfectly. And for her birthday, they gave it to her free of charge with a brand new bow on it. Now, she didn't ask them for the car. God just put on their hearts to do this for her. Also, shortly after that, she got a nice raise. So things just worked out. Why? Because she worshiped God with her tithes and offerings. I want you to remember that as you're doing your tithes and offerings. You don't do it to get. If you do it to get, it probably is not going to. But if you give out of worship, God will bless you because he definitely knows all the needs that you have in Jesus' name. Okay? Okay, so let's pull that here. So we already confessed our sins, which we always do before giving and tithing and offering. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm reminding you to bless us in the land of milk and honey as we give our tithes and offerings as a gift of worship and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for everybody who's given their tithes, their offerings. You bless them back. You devour on their behalf. We thank you for a 30, 60, 100-fold and all the offerings over and above in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Pastor Karen's going to do the announcements today because she has a much better singing voice than I do.
I pray my singing voice sounds good in Jesus' name. Well, there's two anniversary celebrations coming up, and one is Peter and Darlene Hopkins.
Yay.
On Monday, May 8th. And also Mark and Astrid Seibert on Thursday, the 11th. But we'll sing to Mark and Astrid on Sunday. But since Peter's here tonight, we want to sing to Peter and Darlene all together. So happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, dear Peter and Darlene. Happy anniversary to you and many more. Hallelujah. We love you guys. Praise the Lord. We're going to unmute everybody. So if people want to make any comments.
Any comments or?
You can, and if you have a challenge unmuting, I will, but sometimes there's the glitch with
your golden animal.
17, somebody dropped it.
Okay, Deborah, you got something to say? Love to hear it.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get my video on.
There we are. There she is.
Great. Look. Now we can see you.
I know.
Goodness gracious.
Yay. So I'm just really grateful for the testimonies that we hear because they're so encouraging and they you know, make you want to to get more involved and to take your life to a higher level and to pray in tongues and to understand that there's so much more than what we're living. And it's really an uplifting service in that regard. I'm very grateful for those who have shared. So thank you.
Amen. We appreciate the comments.
Amen. We agree.
Thank you, Peter and Sharon, for your comments. I'm glad that blessed you, and thank you for your testimonies too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. And thank you, all of you, for singing to us.
I know, it was a toss-up between, should we unmute everybody and then everybody sing to you? But then sometimes we can't hear different people and then it's all whatever. So next time, I'm sorry, I will unmute you so you can hear your voices too.
Well, it's always a challenge to do that because they come in at different times. So they're always not singing.
Right.
But praise the Lord.
I'm sure they were singing to you. I saw some people singing.
I saw mouths moving.
There you go.
Yes, yes.
Well, I have a comment.
Okay.
Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I thought you all did a wonderful job and very impressed by how well it went. And the three testimonial persons, very wonderful. And God certainly anointed Pastor Karen's voice to singing. So that's always really great. And so thank you all very much and glad to hear there's so much good feedback coming back from the Overcomers Club. It's very wonderful. So thank you all.
Well, it's all because of you, Apostle Joshua and Pastor yes. Sarah, that we have had our lives changed because of all your teachings and the School of Ministries because of Pastor Matthew. You know, we're just so excited that now you have the revelation of how the unaware sins that we are doing all these years, but not knowing the depth of it has been really life-changing. How many people think that's true? And golden hands going up, life-changing, those of you that have been using it. And those of you that haven't yet, I'm really encouraging you to please start using it. It's not just for healing. I mean, it's every single area of your life. We're getting testimonies from people who things are just falling into place that they never thought could, just supernaturally, in different areas of their lives. Relationships with other people are actually getting better. That's a really great testimony. And people are getting breakthroughs in their finances. People are getting promotions. People are getting to the point where they're seeing sins they weren't aware of because they're dealing with the unaware sins. And now they could get set free from something. They didn't realize there was hindrances in their life. But the medical testimonies, that's phenomenal. That people are getting diagnoses from doctors and then they can't find what the test said they thought was supposed to be there, all of a sudden isn't there anymore. Someone who went into the hospital and they didn't think they were going to make it through the procedure. Now it's a big turnaround with a cardiovascular challenge that was very life-threatening. I mean, it's just one wonderful testimony after another. So we encourage you to use it more. And if you have any questions on that, Pastor Joshua is going to be doing part 3 of Living Under Grace next Sunday. And it's amazing how much when we hear him teach that we've actually been implementing what he's been teaching for a long time, but now he has even greater new revelation that we're like, wow, that was the best ever. Don't you think this is the best ever series? I mean, seriously, I just really do, you know, and it needs to get out to the world, you know, it really does.
The testimony's been fantastic. I mean, yes, revelation is very important, but to prepare us for revelation, this unaware sins prayer is setting everybody up for when the end times really come.
Yes.
Now, the other thing I want to say is that testimonies are meant to be encouraging to all of you. God is no respecter of persons. If they're having victories, we can all have the same victories. We just have to push in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So it's there for you. God wants you to have them. In fact, as Pastor Josh told me, read in the book.
Apostle Josh. We're getting used to that.
$5. It just rolls off my tongue.
Yeah.
$5.
Does God want you healed
more than you
want to be healed? Mm-hmm. I'm mad that God wants you successful financially. He wants your marriage better than you want. He wants everything better for you than you could possibly want for yourself. And he's there for you. And we're going to get there, all of us, in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. And, you know, I agree with Apostle Joshua. All of you people that gave testimonies tonight, and Gwen with that great communion, let's give God a hand clap and applause, thanking God for using them tonight. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. You all are a blessing. Remember, those of you that may not have shared some testimonies with us that we may not know yet, we'd love to hear of them, and we'd like you to share them with other people. If you're a little bit camera shy and you want to write it out and have us read it to people so they can get encouraged, so God could do that in their lives too, we'd be happy to do that as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. On that note, God bless everybody. I'll end in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you this time to fellowship together, Lord. And we thank you today in the future we can all get together in person, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree in Jesus' name.
Amen. We agree in
Jesus' name. See you guys Sunday. Don't miss it, okay?
Bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you all. Bye.